Well, there are some precautions. I don't think they're all in place yet. There are a lot of state troopers milling around outside the governor's office right now. One of them told me that although they don't have additional security now, the only thing you can see in front of the state house now is one security car with a person in it. I mean, nobody's being detained or anything of that kind. But there are supposed to be additional. There is supposed to be additional security around the building, and that's in the process of being put together. One of the entrances to the garage has been closed, that State House garage where all the employees park. That has been closed. The other end is still open. I'm told by someone who works over at the Division of Criminal Justice that the building over there, they may be sending workers home. I know criminal justice, some of those workers have been sent home. The Supreme Court session this morning was canceled. And as you probably know, the State Police Office of Emergency Management has been put on alert. And we are expecting that sometime early this afternoon, maybe within a couple of hours, there'll be a news conference with State Police and the Acting Governor DeFrancesco and the State Attorney General to kind of brief us on what is actually happening.
Yeah, the Acting Governor mobilizing the National Guard this morning. We talked to Ray Martinique with the Guard a short while ago, trying to concentrate on you know, getting the New Jersey Guardsmen in place. Any word from the Governor's office yet where DeFrancesco has sent them or what the plans are?
No, I've heard nothing on that at all. They're apparently waiting to announce that when they do the news conference.
All right, our senior State House correspondent, Gene Dillard, there in Trenton at the State House. Again, I want to reiterate a piece of information that some of the other broadcast networks now are reporting, that the FBI and the FAA now say that there were a total of eight airplanes, commercial jetliners, hijacked today. We know of at least four now. It's unclear whether in that figure that includes a 767 that has now crashed just outside of Pittsburgh. There were two planes that hit the World Trade Center, the one that hit near the Pentagon, and then the one that that hit outside of Pittsburgh. So that would leave four. We've heard as many as five now, still in the air, and with question on what's going to happen to that. So that, Dennis, that probably is the next greatest question, to find out where these four or five planes that have been hijacked are, and how you get them down safely.
Yeah, and what kind of fuel they have remaining on board. If they run international flights and coming into the New York area, they're probably low on fuel. So I would imagine, if that is the case, that five are still in the air, or perhaps four still in the air, it would resolve somewhat quickly.
Another plane crash, they're saying, might have happened in Camp David.
Okay. That right in from the newsroom, this would be another one of those planes that has crashed near Camp David, the president's retreat. That is...
We're getting a picture now, and it says federal buildings evacuated in the Washington area. The picture we're seeing is smoke and fire and water being poured, but I don't know...
That looks to me like it's the Pentagon.
Pentagon still, okay.
But we have... We do now have an unconfirmed report now that another plane has crashed outside of Camp David, which would be the president's retreat. As we said, you know, we understand there were eight hijacked, and that there were as many as five in the air. This could be as few as four. There may be at least three planes that were hijacked still in the air at this point. And Dennis will, you know, we're
right. Whoever's responsible for this, I mean, got to be the most diabolical, inhuman people on the planet to cause this kind of terror. And if we find out who and when, of course the urge to retaliate is going to be great from the American people. But if you see this kind of carnage and this kind of devastation, maybe it's just best to ask, what the hell do you want? And negotiate from there. But I'd imagine there's been no word from the White House, no word from the military or the Pentagon as to what exactly is going on or what steps need to be taken from here on out. And I imagine sometime before noon or maybe now after, because time is rolling on without any indication from Washington as to what their take on this is. Eric, you have some latest news?
Yeah, let's go live now. Alan David Stein is live at Liberty State Park in Jersey City. Alan, we are happy to hear from you. The last we heard, you were on a boat on the way to Manhattan. We just lost him again. Alan David Stein, one of our reporters, apparently has made it back safely to Liberty State Park in Jersey City. That is good news. We've heard from David Matthau now, and we've at least have heard from Alan David Stein to know that he is at least in that area. Now, I am told, Dennis, that this is the anniversary of the Camp David Accords, which has great significance to the Israelis and the Palestinians. We had heard an unconfirmed report very early on that at least one fringe Palestinian group had taken responsibility for at least one of these attacks. That would seem to underscore the significance of a plane going down near Camp David. And again, we have no confirmed responsibility taken for any of these blasts, but you know, your eyes automatically would turn to some of the Middle Eastern terrorists, those companies or those countries that have declared war against the United States. So you know, that note in history may also provide a clue as to who may have been behind the hijacking of 8 planes, and now we know the downing of at least 4. Perhaps 5.
All right, thank you, Eric. We will rejoin AP in about a minute, a little more than a minute. We're going to wait for another traffic report and see if we can get Alan David back on the phone. We do have Alan back at Liberty.
Yeah, we have Alan David Stein back on the line now from Jersey City.
And if our fast traffic people are listening, hold on 1 minute. Following the report, we'll join you for an update on how the roads are going.
Not sure.
All right, let's go back to the phone. And
all right, Alan, are you with us?
I am with you. I am at Liberty Science Center. We were just at Liberty State Park, which is, when you come down to it, the closest point to the tragedy outside of Manhattan. What they are doing right now is evacuating people from Lower Manhattan through Liberty State Park. We spoke to one of the evacuees who lives on Lower Manhattan.
And you came over on the ferry. They're evacuating?
They're evacuating the police boats. They're putting babies first women. The Liberty ferry's taking people off. The Hoboken ferry, they were getting them from downtown, clearing them out of there because they were scared of the building collapse, which is what it did.
I happened to be watching there when that second building did collapse. Words can't describe it. I was looking, watching the smoke, the sight that everyone's been seeing on TV of just the smoke pluming out. All of a sudden, a very loud rumble, almost if you've seen the footage of when they imploded Three River Stadium and they do those implosions, that kind of like that loud, deep rumbling. All the way over here in New Jersey, we heard it. And then just watching the top of that building, it just sank into smoke.
Alan, what about the smoke and the debris and all? Has that reached to this side of the river yet?
We haven't had really smoke that's impeding our sight at this point. The wind seems to be blowing the other way, so we're okay there. They won't let us. They let us as far, if you're familiar with the area, the turnoff where if you went straight, you would go to the ferry to Ellis Island and the statue. They don't let us go past there. They're forcing us to make the right, which takes us to the Liberty Science Center and the diner right near here.
Alan, this is Dennis Malloy. When you were watching the people come off the boats, so they're sending police boats, ferries, whatever they can, over to Lower Manhattan and bring the people over. Was it a panic situation? Were there too many people on the boat, and was it chaos, or was it fairly orderly?
They were not letting anybody near enough to see that. What we see is the stream of people, and they're not letting us near a lot of them. They were at first slowly, now more and more, walking out of the parking lot area. A lot of them were workers who you know, were in the area at work, just totally evacuated. And really, I didn't see any injuries. What I did see was shock. What we're also seeing is a number of emergency vehicles zooming past us from different towns in North Jersey, ambulances. We saw one police vehicle with a pontoon in the back, obviously going to be used to ferry some people back and forth.
Are they bringing any of the wounded over to your location?
We have not seen any sign of wounded, but obviously there are contingency plans for that, being as all the ambulance and emergency vehicles that we saw heading over.
Heading toward the de-embarkment area.
Correct.
Alan, where you are, what are your prospects of getting out of the area you're in?
To get out of here and head back away from it,
yeah,
that won't be a problem. Okay. We're fine here. Now,
because I'm wondering, if they're shuttling people over from Manhattan, where are they going?
Right now, I think the only thought is get them out of there. and you'll worry about.
So are people piling up in a parking lot with belongings or?
Not with belongings. I mean, this happened so fast. Again, everybody is in such a state of shock. It's like people, you almost expect the ones in ties to still have a pencil in their hand from being at their desk.
Yeah, I would imagine the New Jersey National Guard might be there to give transportation sometime soon.
Yeah, we have not seen them as yet. They're also evacuating. We spoke to people who were evacuated out of the some of the sky. The high rises, the office buildings in Jersey City, they have been evacuated also, the ones that are on the waterfront.
All right, Alan, stay on the line. Don't hang up because the cell phone signals are spotty. I want to give this number again here. The American Red Cross has set up a family inquiry hotline. Here's the number again, 215-299-0134. That's 215-299-0134 for the American Red Cross. We will continue bringing you information as it becomes available. American Airlines is confirming now they have lost two flights. One of those planes was the one that, the first one, I believe, that went into the World Trade Center. The other flight is the one that's down outside of Pittsburgh. We know at least two other planes that have crashed. One into the second. Go ahead.
A correction. The one outside of Pittsburgh is a United.
Oh, is a United. I'm sorry. Okay. I meant American. United is correct. And we are also, according to some reports now, awaiting the fate of three or four other jetliners that are still in the air, hijacked at some point today. A total of eight planes may have been hijacked.
Now, thank you, Eric. The American Airlines flight was the second one they confirmed was from Dulles to L.A. That apparently crashed in New York, or perhaps at the Pentagon. We're not sure at this point. And a United Airlines passenger jet crashed near Pittsburgh with no apparent location given as of yet, 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Alan David Stein, are you still on the line? I guess he's occupied with the newsroom. 1-800-283-101.5 is the phone number. Again, if you can avoid, I mean, people are walking around here, grown men with tears in their eyes and red eyes and women crying, and I imagine it's the same in every office building and home across America. The best thing you can do at this point is not to panic. Not to rush out to do anything rash as far as racing home or racing to your children. We have no word on schools in New Jersey and if they would be letting out early. But again, do whatever you can do as an individual, as a group, as a community, not to panic and not to do anything rash and cause even more death or injury on the highway by losing your self-control. Remain calm. Do the best you can to do what it is you have to do today. And if you, of course, can avoid at any cost going near New York City. As we heard from Alan David Stein moments ago, they're evacuating Lower Manhattan at one point through ferry boats, police boats, whatever way they could across the river into Jersey City and other parts of New Jersey along the river there. I imagine Hoboken as well. So far what we have, both towers of the World Trade Center down. Both hit by planes, one at 8:47 a.m., the second at 9:05 a.m. Fire, smoke, debris, and then one after the other, both towers collapsed and fell to the ground. One about 10 o'clock, the next at about 10:30. The Pentagon hit by a plane and an explosion around 9:40 this morning, and then a car bomb reported outside the State Department building. You're listening to New Jersey 101.5 and our continuous coverage of what's going on. We'll try to get our next traffic report in about 9 minutes from New Jersey Fast Traffic. We are having intermittent reports from them today because of the continuing coverage here. We'll aim to get you another report on the traffic situation in that area around 11:33. It is now 11:24. Again, all traffic in the air has been grounded. Any flights heading into the United States from outside the country have been diverted to the country of Canada. So if you're expecting someone on an international flight, it'll be a while. You may get word from them once they are on the ground that they are in Canada. Again, this is unfolded. So much to unfold and so much to sift through as far as the death and death toll in New York City, the death toll in Washington, D.C., the continuing saga of what's going on in the air with the remaining three or four airplanes that may still be hijacked. The president was in Florida speaking to a group of elementary students when this happened, cut his speech short. I would imagine he's either setting up a headquarters there or making his way, hopefully, safely, back to the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. 11:25, we'll now try to join the Associated Press and find the latest on the national scene.
And the ruling government of Afghanistan, and we don't know what they will have to play to say at this point. But obviously, Ross, you've got something else to add here.